This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Afrikaans is nou kwart oor 8 and now it's time to welcome Professor Dion Foster all the way from Amsterdam. Good morning and welcome to the Get Up and Go breakfast.
Anton, so great to be with you. So great to be with you. And yeah, thanks for taking on both stations at once. What a gift you are.
Only a pleasure. We're eagerly waiting to hear what you have to discuss today.
Anton, so today is actually a very interesting day in Christian history. So I always try to bring something for our listeners that's a little bit historical and something interesting from Christian history. And today is a very interesting day because it's the 81st anniversary of the death of a very, very important Christian minister and someone who really has impacted the ways in which we think about our faith. And some of our listeners may know about him, some may not. His name is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Yeah. So Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a pastor in Germany. He'd been trained initially in Germany and then went to America, where he studied at Union Seminary. And there he encountered a kind of Christianity that was quite vibrant. You know, he went into Harlem in the United States, so not Harlem, up the road from me here in the Netherlands. And there he encountered, you know, an African-American, lively Christian worship, and it really changed him. But what was interesting there was that there were three sort of distinctives to that form of worship. The one was that they really, really took seriously that you need to have an active, lived, felt relationship with God in the Holy Spirit. I think that's quite important. The second thing was, of course, because they were still living under a very oppressive, racist society in America, they really saw that God was on the side of the oppressed. And so they had this commitment to social justice, to working for what is just and what is right. But the third thing, which is quite interesting, the third distinctive of that kind of Christianity was that they were pacifists. So they believed that the kingdom of God would come not through violence, but through peace, not through something as strong as the strong king or the strong man, but through someone like Jesus, the man for others, the one who came to transform through love and service. So Bonhoeffer returned. He didn't have to. He could have stayed on in England as a pastor, but he returned to Germany and he pastored churches there. He got into all sorts of trouble with the National Socialists, what today we know as the Nazis. And he was eventually arrested and jailed, and he was executed about a week before the liberation of the Flossenbürg concentration camp. So he died about a week before the end of the Second World War. And during that period in prison, he wrote a wonderful book called Letters and Papers from Prison, in which he thought a lot about what it means to be a Christian in an unstable and uncertain world. Now, Anton, I don't know about you, but as I'm speaking to people in South Africa, here in the Netherlands, in America, friends that I have, people are feeling a little bit unsure at the moment. You know, this escalating conflict, the war between Israel, America, and Iran, the rising of petrol prices. My daughter, who lives in Cape Town, was telling me, Dad, you know, R5 a liter more for petrol. All of these things are placing us under a little bit of pressure. And today I wondered, you know, as Christians, how do we stay the course? How do we live faithfully when the world seems to be a little bit unstable? Now, Anton, there are two things that I want to share with our listeners today. The first one is that I think as Christians, we really need to take very, very seriously the fruit of the Spirit. And Bonhoeffer himself writes quite a lot around this character. What is the character of a Christian person? When people encounter us, do they see Jesus in us? And what does that character look like? Well, of course, that character is not, it's not violent, it's not angry, it's not fearful. But through the Holy Spirit, we are told in Galatians 5:22 that the character of a Christ-like person, a Christian, is that they are loving, that they live their lives with joy. Now, joy is something different from happiness. Happiness is based on circumstances. Joy is based on truth, the promise of God. They are peaceful people. They live with patience. They deal with one another with kindness. They live their lives with goodness. They're faithful to the gospel of Christ. They're gentle in their dealings with one another, and they exercise self-control. Now, what's interesting about the way in which both Paul deals with this in Galatians and the way in which Dietrich Bonhoeffer dealt with this was they emphasized the fact that the fruit of the Spirit is something slow. Like all fruits, they grow through seasons. They're cultivated. There's something that takes attention and time and patience to live with. So that perhaps for me today is the first thing that strikes me. I want to live the kind of life that's like Christ, and I need to cultivate the habits, till the soil, water the seeds, pay attention to the pruning of dead branches so that I can cultivate these fruits. But the final thing I want to share with us today, Anton, is just one little scripture that comes to us from the letter to the Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And that says to us that Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's never changed, and he will never change. And even though leaders may threaten things and the economic situation may be a bit of a challenge, for us as Christians, we can stand on that certain hope, the promise of Hebrews 13, verse 8, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, Anton, I can imagine some of our listeners are facing pressures. It could be that they have an anxious child or relative. It could be that they themselves are struggling to make ends meet, pay the bills. It could be that they're just overwhelmed by what's happening on social media and the news. And today I want to say to you, Jesus is with us, and he's inviting us to grow slowly and deeply with him in the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen to that. Thank you so much. It was really awesome chatting to you all the way from the Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And you must have an awesome day, and I'm looking forward to next week.
Fantastic. I can say, Anton, that spring has sprung here finally.
Okay.
Everywhere where I go, I'll be on my bike in a minute, cycling to the university. It's just blossoms everywhere. So if any of our listeners are interested, go and do a little search for Amsterdam blossoms. You'll see how absolutely beautiful it is at the moment. So blessings
beautiful
to you and to our listeners.
Thank you to you too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.